Savage Nation. You know, I was thinking in bed last night, as I often do before falling asleep, about the soda ban. I'm not going to talk about it, but listen to me. I said to myself, it's interesting. Liberals believe in choice when it comes to killing the unborn, I thought. But they don't believe in choice when it comes to soda size. How is that, Mr. Bloomberg? You said you're not eliminating soda. You're just, well, giving people a new choice. You don't believe in choice, do you, when it comes to personal freedom? But you believe in choice when it comes to pornography, every kind of vice imaginable in New York City, rampant drug use, doping children with medical marijuana, telling them it's good for them with a wink. But you care about the soda size. Shame on you, Bloomberg. You are a laughingstock west of Central Park. I would say you're a laughingstock west of the Hudson River, but I would say even in New York City you're a laughingstock. Anyway, let's move on. Libs believe in choice when it comes to killing the unborn, but not in choice when it comes to soda size. Write that down. You heard it on the Savage Nation. The Pope. I don't know the Pope. Never met him. Doubt that I'll ever meet him. The reports are that he's a humble guy, rides the bus to work, lives in a little apartment. But Newsmax is reporting that he is more left than most in the church hierarchy. One who has expressed some sympathy for liberation theology and helping the poor, though some of this was voiced privately. In recent years, Bergoglio has been a strong opponent of Argentina's Kirchner government. She's a far leftist, by the way, because she said Kirchner has been at war with the church, as all communists are. Communists have long killed, burned churches to the ground and killed priests. So she didn't do that, but she was, let's say, in that arc of people. What's interesting is, though, there's a rising Protestant evangelical movement throughout Latin America. And that is why the Pope is focusing on tradition while allowing the faithful to express their emotion as well. In other words, it's a very clever political move on the part of the Vatican. Let's make no mistake about it. This is all a political, you know, conclave, and they figured out what would be the best politics here. You're talking about where is the largest audience. The largest potential audience is in South America. How do you think these things happen? So therefore, they picked the South American cardinal, speaks Spanish well, and he's trying to do a stopgap measure against the rising evangelical movement. Also, it's a good move because it will stop the movement of Muslims in South America. They're trying to make big inroads there after your dear friend Chavez died. Chavez was a good friend of the Hitler of our time, Ahmadinejad, a mad jihadist, is what I call him. But nevertheless, we'll see. He's a, you know, nice liberal man. They say he's not going to be a transformational pope, but one who continues in Benedict's dogmatic footsteps while not radically changing the Curia of the Holy See's administration. That's all. I'm not going to do any more on it because I don't know what else to say. What can I say about this? Try to act like I know anything about it. I don't. Pew poll says Americans who identify as strong Catholics at a four-decade low. The percentage of American Catholics who identify as strong members of the church has declined to a 40-year low. That's going to do a new analysis of the General Social Survey by the Pew Foundation. Well, the Pew Foundation is a left-wing, you know, forum. It means nothing. I'm sure those who identify as strong Catholics is down, but anything that comes out of the mouth of the pews stinks, in plain English. Strength of religious affiliation, that's not bad. Anything that comes out of the pews stinks. Okay, let that go. Among Protestants, self-reported church attendance has been fairly stable. While the percentage of strong Catholics. Well, many people in America consider themselves lapsed Catholic. They say, I'm a lapsed Catholic. They say it with a smile. That's like Jews who go to Rosh Hashanah services once a year. They're called Bagel and Lox Jews. They identify with Jewishness culturally. They have no relationship to the religion whatsoever. They feel guilty. That's about it. And once a year, they go and throw a donation at the synagogue. That's the state of affairs for most Jews in America. Certainly, there's a growing Orthodox Jewish movement, but you never hear from them because they're all conservatives by and large. That part of the Jewish quilt is unheard of in the American media because they're all largely conservative, not all. They don't believe in portion control. Let's put it to you that way. The Orthodox Jews don't believe in portion control. I've seen them drink heavy vodka, believe me, on a Verbrengen. They don't believe in portion control at the Verbrengens. That's all I can tell you. The liberals believe in portion control. Skinless chicken. Everything is minimalist. I don't know what I want to talk about with regard to the news. I have 200 stories. I'll tell you what I want to do. I want to make an announcement, okay? And that's because I have to wake you up. I did try to warn you. I put the evidence out there for everyone to see in the first edition of Trickle Down Tyranny. I explained that Barack Obama is the most corrupt American president since the days of Tammany Hall. But you weren't paying attention. You reelected one of the most unprincipled men who's ever held the office of president of the United States. And I'll tell you why I refer to Tammany Hall when I describe this administration. I am reading to you a new introduction to the paperback version of Trickle Down Tyranny, which just came out, or it's coming out daily. I don't know when. But I wrote this for the new edition. Those of you who didn't have the money to buy the hardcover, I suggest you go to a bookstore. I'm not Abby Hoffman. I'm not saying steal this book, but why don't you read the introduction where I say I try to warn you? And I'll tell you why I refer to Tammany Hall when I describe this administration. Tammany Hall was the building that housed the New York City-based Democratic Party political organization that controlled politics and doled out patronage to its cronies for more than a century. It wasn't until a Republican, Fiorello LaGuardia, was elected New York City mayor in 1932 that Tammany Hall's graft and corruption was effectively ended. Did you know that LaGuardia was a Republican? I'll bet you didn't. But he was one of the most honest and beloved mayors in New York history, unlike the creature from the Black Lagoon that's in the Gracie Mansion now. That was a real mayor, but he was a Republican, LaGuardia, as opposed to a Quisling. As one writer explains, the name Tammany Hall was synonymous with rigging elections, awarding municipal contracts, and handing out patronage jobs. Today in the Obama administration, we're witnessing Tammany Hall-style graft and corruption on a scale that couldn't have been imagined back then. The arrogance of the newly reelected president is apparent with every pronouncement he makes. We saw it as Obama couldn't be bothered to stay around to complete the fiscal cliff negotiations, but rather delegated the responsibility to underlings while he took a $7 million family vacation. He didn't bother to return to Washington to sign the bill that was finally negotiated, but instead used a robot pen from Hawaii. A recently published list of the 10 most wanted corrupt politicians for 2012 includes most of the key people in the Obama administration. By the way, I give references to every statement I make. Here's the short list of the most wanted corrupt politicians for 2012 in my new paperback edition of Trickle Down Tyranny. One, Obama's Energy Secretary Stephen Chu approved more than $16 billion in government-backed loans to companies that Obama's political bundlers, large donors, or National Finance Committee members either owned or were directly involved in. In another age, they'd be in prison. Both Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and U.N. Ambassador Susan Rice insisted that the Benghazi murders of the American ambassador to Libya and three other Americans were a spontaneous response to a web video criticizing Islam. Rice went on all the major talk shows to repeat the big lie, then along with the president himself, taped a video message perpetuating the lie. To this day, not a single official involved in the Benghazi killings has been fired for their criminally negligent disregard for the safety of our envoys in the most dangerous regions of the world. Speaking about the State Department, former American security official Eric Nordstrom said, "For me, the Taliban is on the inside of the building." Barack Obama tops the 10 most corrupt list. He's been at the center of more fraudulent activity than any president in our history. In what was described as a breathtaking violation of the separation of powers, and, quote, more than an unconstitutional attempt to circumvent the Senate's advising consent role, Obama made a recessed appointment of three leftist cronies to seats in the National Labor Relations Board, guaranteeing pro-union, anti-right-to-work decisions would be handed down. Reference number four. A few months before the 2012 presidential election, Obama issued an executive order suspending the policy of deporting illegal immigrants, a clear violation of the U.S. Constitution. Reference five. Upwards of 2 million illegal immigrants applied for relief from deportation following the executive order, reference 6. An estimated 180,000 illegal aliens are registered to vote in Florida, reference 7. And estimates range as high as 1.6 million illegal aliens having voted in the 2012 presidential election across the United States, reference 8. Obama also asserted executive privilege in order that Attorney General Eric Holder would not be prosecuted for withholding key documents requested by Congress during investigation of the Fast and Furious gun-running scandal, reference 9. The executive privilege claim was made in response to Holder's having been served with a criminal contempt of Congress citation, the only one ever received by an attorney general in U.S. history, reference 10. I am reading to you the 10 most corrupt officials in the 10 most corrupt officials in American history or modern American history. And it is from the introduction to the paperback edition of Trickle Down Tyranny. The phone number here is 855-400-7282. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of this Safe Light advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states, so we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for Safe Light or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
You know, it's that time again. Once a year, every year for the last decade, I sit down with author and Swiss America chairman Craig Smith, my friend, to discuss the true state of the U.S. economy and what to expect ahead. Craig and I have been right on the money every year like clockwork. This year, Craig turned up the burner and has boiled down the most critical news and financial trends into the simple truth. Swiss America is offering this confidential interview we recorded. It's free. Free to my listeners on compact disc or downloadable MP3 by simply calling 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for free. Today our great nation hangs in the balance. We're on the verge of becoming a perpetual welfare state. Call now for your free copy of the Savage Simple Truth CD and Craig's 31st anniversary newsletter, both free. No one hearing my voice now will be able to say we did not warn you. So call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN right now for the Savage Simple Truth. Call 800-289-2646. Be prepared.
Days of O traffic. We still have that fire burning in Fairfield. Westbound 80 at Red Top. Right lanes blocked by emergency crews while they take care of their business. Their traffic's getting by a little slow in both directions. Golden Gate Bridge southbound. Left lane blocked by a crash. Traffic is backed up to the Waldo Tunnel. We've got heavy traffic on Highway 24 westbound from Orinda towards the tunnel. And then eastbound also slow from 580 to the tunnel. I'm Dave Fowkes. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hey, check this out. For the first time that we at Cash Call know of, and we've been doing this a long time, Cash Call is offering a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage at 2.75% rate and APR with absolutely no points or fees of any kind. That's right, 2.75%, and if you just make the scheduled monthly payments on time, your home will be free and clear in just 15 years. Are you kidding me? Look, even if you refinanced recently, invest a little time to put savings in your pocket every month for the next 15 years. Thanks, Mr. Fed. Run to the phone and call 866-590-CASH, and we'll run the numbers and tell you exactly what you'll save. Don't be a dummy. Save the money. So call 866-590-CASH for 2.75% 15-year money today.
Must own no other properties, no self-employment. Otherwise, higher rate will apply. Credit and income requirements apply. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Corporations, California Finance Lenders Law License, NMLS 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
Is your favorite Italian gorgeous and balanced, crisp as an apple, and authentic like Cavat Pinot Grigio? Or is your favorite Italian smooth as silk and alluring as dark cherries and red berries like Cavat Pinot Noir? Or is your favorite Italian vibrant, aromatic, and as delicately sweet as an apricot like Cavat Moscato? No matter which wine you prefer, the award-winning Cavat Collection is America's favorite Italian. Imported by Pompeii International, Boca Raton, Florida. Campaign financed according to EC Regulations Number 123407.
Here we have a rare treat. The keeper of the forest, as some have coined her.
Built to carry heavy loads long distances using minimal natural resources. Her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move one ton of freight nearly 500 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Your favorite radio station really helps you out. It wakes you up in the morning, plays the music you love all day, and keeps you in touch with what's happening around you. Now, it just got better. Thanks to iHeartRadio, you can take your favorite station in your mobile device, including iPhone, iPad, Android, Windows Phone, and more. Download the free iHeartRadio app at iHeartRadio.com. Your favorite station with the music and personalities you love is always just a click away. Thanks to iHeartRadio.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves, and neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
So, look, I'm not going to read you the whole introduction. You get the drift. I try to warn you. I put the evidence out there for everyone to see in the first edition of Trickle Down Tyranny. I explained that Barack Obama is the most corrupt American president since the days of Tammany Hall, but you were not paying attention. You reelected one of the most unprincipled men who's ever held the office of president of the United States. I spell it out in the introduction to the paperback edition, and I have references. If you disagree with the statements, read the references and tell me that they're wrong as well. Why don't you rewrite history? Rewrite history. Now, I want to go back. I'm not going to read any more from it right now. I'm not in the mood. I gave you a taste of it. You can go buy the book or not. That's all. It's not going to change my lifestyle. I try my best to awaken the country. If you don't want to be awakened, I can't help you. Stay asleep. You know, do what you want. I'm not a revolutionary. I'm a talk show host. And if I get so drilled into that, what happens is I start to sound crazy like so many people on the left and right. And you don't want to listen to it. See, many of you know it's true, but you don't want to hear it anymore. You say, well, he's elected. What can I do about it? I'll change the channel and I'll listen to polka music. That's all. I know how this works. Nobody has a better sense of radio than me. Nobody in the history of radio. There may be bigger audiences, but nobody has a better stethoscope to the heart of America than I do. Nobody. Speaking of which, today I went to an Indian buffet again. Okay, I call it Indian 4, a new one. I can't stay away. I said no salt. You know, I said I wasn't going to do salt, but I go anyway. It was a hot day. I just didn't want to. I'd been to the dentist, you see, and had a cleaning. So I said, look, I can only, you know, how much can you take in one day? Just go to the buffet and eat what you want already. But, you know, Bloomberg came to haunt me in my mind during the buffet. Because I realized that Bloomberg says is that he's not eliminating soda. He's just using portion control. So I thought that what Bloomberg ought to do next in New York City is limit buffets to one plate per person, because that's portion control. You want to go down to Katz's Delicatessen and tell them to cut their sandwiches in half because there's too much corned beef, too much saturated fat, too much salt. That's his little business, isn't it? That's his business. Yip, 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 too much, portion control. But do you realize how dangerous this man is? You think it's nothing, but everything starts in a little way. He's saying he has the right to control how much soda you drink. No, he doesn't have the right. He does not have the right. Because by dint of that, if you give that little dictator that power over soda size, tomorrow what will it be, as I said to you 1,000 times? Will it be buffet size? The amount of food on a buffet? The size of a sandwich in a Jewish delicatessen? The amount of cheese in a pizza? I mean, where does it stop with these lunatics? Their job in the health department is to stop the spread of, let's say, sexually transmitted diseases by controlling sex clubs. They don't do that, though, do they? To stop the epidemic of drug use. They don't do that, though. They encourage your child to smoke marijuana, the most dangerous drug in history, precisely because it's an entry-level drug, and it turns people into morons, buttercups, idiots, manipulated, like the Chinese war under opium, so the demagogues can get away with anything. That's what a health department's supposed to do. It's to stop epidemics, not control the amount of food you eat. You see what I'm saying to you? And look where it's coming from. Look where food fascism is coming from. Never from the conservatives, never from the right, always from the left. The very same left that wants to ban vitamins in America. And so many people in the vitamin industry are so naive. I worked in the vitamin industry for years before I went into radio, which is longer than 20 years ago. And I will tell you, almost every one of them is a left winger. Every one of them, heavy into marijuana, big marijuana user, all left wing fanatics, smile at each other at these conventions. They don't understand that the leftist politicians that they put back in power are the ones who want to put them out of business. And you know, it's a microcosm of America itself. They don't even understand what they're doing. They're that stupid. Okay, 1-855-407-282. Any topic is fair game. Brentwood, California. Sam, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hey, hey, thanks for my call, doctor. Hey, real quick comment, man. Yeah, first of all, that last thing you just said, you know, Monsanto, okay, Monsanto. They, you know, their money, we can't even get food labeling in the state of California. That's not what I called about, but I had to say that in terms of what, you know, in with respect we just said a second ago.
So what did you call about?
Well, what I really called about was that there's so much, I'm a successful kind of guy, right? I'm in business, all right? And there's so much coming from the, you know, both parties, but especially from Republicans, specifically on tax loopholes, specifically on the defense budget. We're at 800, you know.
Wait. Why don't you start with General Electric paying no taxes on billions in income? What about that?
Yeah, that too.
General, I told you there was an article even in your Huffington Post, a left-wing website. General Electric avoids taxes by keeping $108 billion overseas. Doesn't that bother you, along with Apple, Microsoft, and Google, doubling their overseas holdings to avoid paying taxes? Don't you think Obama should crack down on them? But you know why he doesn't? Because they're big supporters of him, Sam.
Now, you know, bottom line is that...
Wait, do you agree with that or not? Or you're only against the Defense Department?
I'm against the Defense Department. I'm against tax loopholes, huge.
Well, wait, Sam, if you're against tax loopholes, why don't you think Jeffrey Immelt should be forced to pay taxes on $5 billion in income in the United States?
They should.
All right, so at least we agree on something, Sam. As my father said in his story, at a sign, don't go away mad, just go away.
Savage.
For nearly a year, you've heard me tell you to call 1-800-LESS-GAS. Why? Because Federal Consumer Protection confirmed that their product gives you a 22% boost to the miles per gallon to your car. That's 22% more of mileage. That's right. If you use their product, it's like getting an extra quarter of a tank of gas. With all the turmoil in Egypt, every news agency is forecasting $4 to $5 gas by the end of the year. That translates to $1 a gallon savings. Can you afford not to use what Consumer Protection described as effective and meets and exceeds their 22% mileage claims? Now, I know the inventor of this product. He's a genius. And I don't use that description lightly. So please do yourself a favor and call 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. Michael Savage is telling you to call 1-800-537-7427. 1-800-537-7427 now. If you have not called him already, 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. And start saving money on gas today.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fouch, Shot Talk 560 KSFO, a mental health expert hired to help reduce California's high prison suicide rate, is quitting that job. He says conditions are horrible and the state has failed to follow many of the recommendations he's made for 14 years. Democrats have at least temporarily regained their two-thirds majority in the state Senate. A Democrat from San Diego switches from the Assembly to the Senate with a victory in the 40th Senate District race. Taking a look at the roadway, southbound 101 Golden Gate Bridge had an accident blocking the lane. Looks like that may be clear, but traffic is not. It is still backed up through the Waldo Tunnel. Fairfield still have a fire on the right side. Westbound 80 at Red Top Road. Right lane's blocked by fire crews there. We've got a stalled car westbound 37 at Fairgrounds Drive. Looks like the left lane is blocked by that one. Heavy traffic getting into Hayward still. Northbound 880 at Tennyson. Crash Center Divide backed up into Fremont. I'm Dave Fowler. Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Dart into Cash Creek today. We're giving away 16 cars in 8 weekends guaranteed. That's right. Every Saturday and Sunday from March 4th till April 28th, someone will win a hot, brand new Dodge Dart guaranteed. Everyone receives a free swipe daily to win dining, bonus play, or entries into the drawings every Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m., where 3 people will win $500 cash, and 1 will win the Dodge Dart guaranteed. That's 16 cars over 8 weekends. And not just any cars. Dodge Darts, the fun-packed sedan. According to Cars.com, Dodge hit the bullseye with the new Dart. 16 cars in 8 weekends guaranteed. Only at Cache Creek Casino Resort. Play the best close to home. Visit CacheCreek.com for details.
If you're like most people who are very successful, you take pride in your personal appearance, right? That includes a thinning hairline. If you are experiencing hair loss, my recommendation is to call Dr. Tom Rosanelli. He has over 25 years of experience in hair restoration and has performed hair restoration procedures on thousands of patients. That includes some well-known celebrities. I've seen Dr. Rosanelli's excellent work. It's obvious why people with hair loss choose Dr. Rosanelli. They now have a natural head of hair and even look younger. Dr. Rosanelli specializes in hair restoration. He meets with every patient for a free consultation, and he performs all hair restoration procedures himself. And Dr. Rosanelli is also part of the Savage Nation. If your hair is thinning, call 800-743-HAIR. It's simple. That's 800-743-4247, or visit Rosanelli.com. Dr. Rosanelli has offices in San Francisco, San Jose, and Walnut Creek.
Now through March 31st, receive 300 free grafts as part of your procedure as a new patient. Call 800-743-HAIR. Certain restrictions apply. Offer expires 3/31/13.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is! Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company affiliates.
When it comes to money, I often lie awake at night, full of questions. Will we have enough in the college fund for the kids? Should we refinance the house? Is there more we could do to save on our taxes, especially throughout the year? I want to know we're doing everything we can to make the most of what we have.
A CPA spends years preparing for moments just like these. When the right financial advice is essential, talk to a CPA. Visit 360taxes.org for information. Brought to you by the AICPA's Private Companies Practice Section.
Well, after Whistleblower Wednesday, it's time for a Thirsty Thursday because, man, do we need a beverage. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day.
When the real America music on the Savage Nation. Pre-Obama music. It's actually pre-Eisenhower music, I think. I don't even know how old it is. It is. It's funny. It's like a one-man band talk radio. I mean, you have producers who work all day with stories. You have call screeners. You have all the engineering staff. God knows what's involved. But when you're sitting here in front of the microphone, it's like play a piano. It's you with your voice. You have no legs to cross, no lipstick, no hairdos, no flashing lights. With like a bing on Fox News telling you just missed something. Everything's breaking news with Fox. Every second is like breaking. Special. Every second. They haven't found out that people don't buy it anymore. It's like a mouse inside a cage. How many times can you hit that little cage? That's why their ratings are in half. George on W. I'm not ready for a caller. I feel good. Something's wrong with me. I don't know what's wrong with me. I feel good. That's like an old Buddy Hackett joke. I can't help it. It's true. Whenever I feel good, I think there's something wrong with me because I'm a down guy. It doesn't sound it. But I've been down since I've been a kid. I've always been too serious for my time and always like the world. And they used to say to me, like the people would take me on the side when I was 8. I remember them talking. He seems to have the world on his shoulders. I didn't even know what it meant. What I try to imagine like the guy on the phone book with the long tail. A globe on my shoulder. I didn't know what it meant. So kids misinterpret what that means. It's because we had tragedy in the family when I was young. It was like a Sajat Ray movie. That's what it was. Like growing up in the Bronx, the tragedy of my family, the weight, the pain, the crying, the sadness. It was like a Sajat Ray movie. I loved it. Now I live in like a perfect world where everybody's pleasant. I never have an interchange that's bad. It's horrible. There's no life. This sanitized, homogenized, pasteurized world that I live in. So there it is. If there's reincarnation, God, I don't want to go back to the Bronx. Thank you very much. I'll take the homogenized world I'm in. George on WABC, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind, George?
Yes, good evening, Dr. Savage. I wanted to correct you. You said the other night that you felt like Beethoven. You're not Beethoven, sir. You are Mozart. Every broadcast is a masterpiece.
Well, there are people. First of all, thanks. What am I going to say? Thank you. I actually didn't say I'm Beethoven. I said I cry when I listen to Beethoven. I said I feel like a dog who looks at me when I'm driving when I listen to Beethoven. That's what I was saying, is because I cannot be Beethoven. See, I said I know my limits. Unlike too many people in our world today, forget about radio in all spheres, we're all egomaniacs. Anyone who does anything thinks we're great, we're this, we're that. See, I know my limitations, and that's what keeps me humble. But the fact is, when I listen to Beethoven, I weep that I can't be Beethoven. That's what I was saying. But now you're saying I'm Mozart. There are people in radio who are like the Salieri to me. They're not even as good as Salieri. You know who that is, right?
Of course.
You see, they're the Salieri to my Mozart, and yet they think they're better than Mozart. No, look, I like my work. I do my best. Every night I do try to create a masterpiece, to be honest with you. I try to make a Persian miniature every night as I sit here doing my verbal painting. That's nice of you, George. Thank you for that call. Speaking of music and musicians, it fits right into a story I was looking at. Listen to this story. The San Francisco Symphony is on strike. They want more money. You ready for this? You're going to fall down when I tell you what they make. Musicians of the San Francisco Symphony went on strike today over finances just a week before a planned tour of the East Coast, right? In a press conference on the steps of Davies Symphony Hall, violinist David Gaudry, the chairman of the Players Negotiating Committee, ready? The commie unions, said that the musicians want to maintain financial parity with members of comparable orchestras, particularly those in L.A. and Chicago. What rubbish! That's like university professors used to say, well, we need to have more pay in order to avoid having us going into the private sector. I used to say, go in the private sector. See who's waiting for you. See what Schmeckler, who's waiting for you? The private sector is waiting for someone in poli-science. They need a professor of poli-science in the private sector. That's what they're waiting for. Listen to what they make. Listen to this schmuck. He says, we're behind our peers and other major orchestras, he said. He wants more money. He said, at the Los Angeles Philharmonic, which is our closest sister orchestra, I like that, the wages are 5% higher, and virtually every other city that houses an orchestra has a lower cost of living than San Francisco. Then quit. Go to work somewhere else if you don't like it. They're going broke. The executive director said that they've incurred an operating deficit during each of the last 4 years, and they have to look at every penny. So the union goes on strike. They cancel a performance today, Mahler's Ninth Symphony, under music director Michael Tilson Thomas, because of the strike. Here it comes. The players, who were represented by Musicians Union Local 6 of the American Federation of Musicians, blah, blah, blah. So are you ready for what they make? Hold on to your hat. Under the terms of the previous contract, musicians are guaranteed a base annual salary of $141,700, according to the orchestra management, although the pay for many key musicians can go much higher. They won't tell you how much they actually make. Management said the median salary for musicians was just over $160,000, okay? At least they make less than cops in the city. A street cop makes more than that. The overtime is more than that for a cop. They have 10 annual weeks of paid vacation as well as paid sick leave. That's good. 10 annual weeks of paid vacation. That's good. Now, here's the punchline. Gaudry acknowledged that these terms might seem generous to many middle-class observers, but added that orchestra musicians are required to purchase top-quality instruments to do their work. A viola commensurate with this position, he said, could cost as much as $1 million. See, now there's a bit of a lie in that as well. Why? Because that's an investment in the viola. If the man spends, let's say, $500,000 on a viola, he could probably sell it for more when he leaves the business, right? Right, Doug? It doesn't go down. It goes up. What is a Stradivarius today? It didn't go down since Stradivarius made the violin, did it? But the player's main argument, he said, has to do with the orchestra's ability to retain and recruit top players. If it's pay scale, blah, blah, blah. If that's such rubbish, where are they going to get a job? Where are they going to go? Who's going to hire them? The most pertinent example in this regard is principal timpanist David Herbert, who is leaving the orchestra after 19 years to join the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. Okay, fine. The timpanist is among the most important members of any orchestra. They are. I never knew what they do. That's the guy who stands there and waits to hit it once during an entire symphony. As a child, I would sit in an orchestra. I admit it sounds, you know, lowbrow. And I'd say, that guy's not working too hard. He sits there like every 20 minutes he hits the, and that's it, bung, that's his job. Or he bangs a drum once. He's the most important one in the orchestra? I don't understand this. I tried for 7 months to work out a deal with management. He said, my intention was to save it. And where I went, blah, 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 blah. The current strike is the Symphony's first since the bitter nine-week stoppage in 96-97, caused the cancellation of 43 concerts, and cost the orchestra millions. My answer is, cut their salary, let them go elsewhere and look for a job. Complaining about a minimum $147,000 a year salary? Wow, that's going to really garner an awful lot of sympathy here in San Francisco. You talk about the 1%. Unbelievable to me how stupid these musicians are. 1-855-407-2822. Do not call me on the symphony strike. Most of you don't go to the symphony. New York City, WABC. Lou, you're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Not New York City. It's Syracuse, New York.
All right, but you're listening on ABC. Oh, okay, whatever. Syracuse has a big station.
WSYR.
Ah, right, another powerhouse. Thank you. Thanks for the correction.
It's not really a powerhouse, but yes, okay.
Well, thanks. My screener should have put the station up instead of having me step into a bear trap. So what's on your mind tonight, Lou?
Well, you asked a question the other night. You were talking about your books. Well, I'm ex-military. I spent 13 years in the Navy, and my son was in the Navy, and he was put out because he was caught with your book.
That's right. That's the free press. That's the free Navy today. That's the free Navy today. I heard the story, by the way. I was on a ship here in San Francisco during Fleet Week. One of the officers told me the same story, that somebody was reading my book and was fired because he had my book in his cabin. I don't believe that's true.
It is. I can vouch for it.
Lou, are you telling me the Navy has a prohibited list of books? Not just my own books, not those of Michael Savage. Other books are banned as well. Which books would be banned?
The Navy officially, no, has no stand on what you read, as long as it's not, you know, how to kill somebody, you know, with a knife or some stupid thing like that, because you're, you know.
So what other books are banned by the new sensitive Obama Navy that would get someone thrown out? What else can't they read?
Any of your pro-liberal, self-reliant, how-to-do books, how to survive in a bad economy.
Why would they be threatened by any book? I thought the Navy is supposed to be fighting for our freedoms.
Yep.
I thought the U.S. military fights for our freedoms, and yet they deny the freedoms to the sailors who want to read trickle-down tyranny? Or they want to read my novel, am I allowed to send it to you, A Time for War, or you'll get fired from your own job?
Oh, no, I won't get fired from this job. I'm just a lonely old truck driver now.
Well, you're going to get two copies, one for you and one for your son. I'm very sorry to hear it. But I'm not surprised with the new liberal fascism, and I'm using those words quite specifically. Shame on them.
Yeah, and I agree with you. Now,
All right, thanks, Lou. Stay on the line. We'll get you a copy. Are you allowed to read the Quran? Will you say if you see an infidel, you may cut his throat? Is that permissible? Or what else can't you read on a ship? Oh, here's a great caller. Wow. Do I have the time for this? I got good callers. Oh, here's one. Here's a guy who's mad. Then I'm going to take the spank call in a minute. But I'm going to go to San Francisco now. KSFO Brent, thanks for calling. What beautiful weather we're having today. It's like summer. What's on your mind?
Beautiful weather indeed. I was calling. I'm a teacher in San Francisco. You know, I work every day. I have some extra duty in the afternoon with kids who are in trouble for 2 hours.
Right, right.
All that, with all of a year, I make about half of what the symphony player...
I don't understand what they're thinking. First of all, it's a business. The symphony is a business and they're losing money. So why should they be paid more? Where is the money supposed to come from? If you raise the cost of going to the symphony, which is already outrageously expensive, you're going to drive customers away. They don't understand the basics of economics, do they?
I would imagine not, yeah. And
I would say teachers are the most underpaid individuals in our society and perhaps the most important. I'm a former teacher. I'm not saying it just for ratings. It's the toughest job in the world if you're an educated person, as most are. It is the toughest job in the world if you're dedicated to the children. I remember when I was a young teacher in New York City, way back when, one of the older teachers took me aside and pulled me into the room that the teachers had, and he said, young Michael, he said, let me tell you something. In this business, either you're dedicated or demented, and most of the people in this school are demented. The older ones were all demented. They didn't do the job. They just went up there and stood by the blackboard. The kids paid no attention to them. The young teachers work the hardest and get the least amount of money. Isn't that true to this day, Brent?
Indeed it is.
Indeed it is. It's a tough job. Let me send you a copy of my new novel. I suggest you bring it to school in a plain brown wrapper for fear that the American Federation of Teamsters or Teachers... Pope Francis, that's interesting. He's named for St. Francis. That's very interesting. That's my hometown, though. So St. Francis was known for having compassion for the poor. Wow, that's sort of interesting in its own way. Pope Francis. That's interesting, isn't it? There's an element to what a name. What is in a name? Do you know what the name Michael derives from? Do you know where it derives from? Does anyone know where the name Michael derives from? When I learned this, it was a revelation to me. It was a satori for me. I mean, his name Michael. I didn't know why. They didn't know why. It was just a name because my grandfather's name was Morris, who I never met. He died before I was born. So usually in my tradition, you name for someone who's passed away. In the Catholic tradition, you name for someone who's living, which can get confusing if you go to an Italian buffet. Everyone's either Frank or Johnny. But anyway, everyone had a different name because they were all the ones that were dead already. They weren't there. I had to... You know what I'm saying? In the deli with you. They're already under. The interesting thing is the name Michael means Mikhail. He overthrows icons. Did you know that? Yeah, look it up in the Greek. The Greek derivation of the name Michael. Mikhail. He who does not bow down to icons, or he who overthrows icons. I didn't know that. That would be a bad scene today to go into a church and knock down icons. I got to tell you that. Yeah. It's the Savage Nation. We're talking about the new pope. We're talking about the paperback edition of Trickle Down Tyranny, and it's coming out or just came out. I don't even know. But I wrote a whole new introduction where I say I try to warn you, and you didn't listen. And I compared Obama's administration to the corrupt politicians of the days of Tammany Hall in New York City. And what you may not have known, especially if you're listening for the first time, is that it wasn't until a Republican, Fiorella LaGuardia, was elected a New York City mayor in 1932 that Tammany Hall's graft and corruption was effectively ended. When I was a boy, my mother, you know, a lifetime Democrat, because they were immigrants. To them, Democrat, Democrat, Democrat. That's all they told me. And they loved LaGuardia. I didn't know LaGuardia was not a Democrat. I didn't know he was a Republican. Maybe they didn't even know he was. They loved him to death. And I asked my mother, why did you love LaGuardia? She said, because he is one of us. I said, what do you mean, one of us? She said, he's for the common person, is what she said. He's for the average person. In those days, it was true. The politicians today cannot be for the average person. Very few of them know what the average person is like. It's very hard for them to know. I can name on one hand which national politicians actually come from the people. And you know who comes to mind immediately? Congressman Alan West. Third-generation American military, hated by the Democrats. A man whose race was discarded by the Democrats because he was not a useful idiot. I'm running short of time here. The time is flying. It's almost summertime is in the air out here on the West Coast. I know you don't want to hear it because it's different on the East. I know it's a national show, blah, blah, blah. But usually the weather we get moves east, as you know, and you're going to have nice weather soon after the miserable. For me, it's a great time of year because... With the daylight saving time, it's still light out for me. I was working in the darkness. I had the winter of my discontent. It was a black winter for me. And now we have coming up, what do we have? We have the vacations are already starting with the children. They're already out of school everywhere I turn. The Ritalin brats are everywhere. Everywhere I turn, they don't go to school in California. Every other day, I bicycle. The playground, I don't know where they come from. The mothers don't understand they're being cheated by the California Federation of Teachers. Every other day is another vacation. And they grow up, they want to run the company. I'll be right back.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Oh, Lordy. Oh,
Gantare. See, most of you think it's Cantare, but it isn't. It's like Gallimari. Depends upon which side of Atlantic Avenue you're from. That's a joke that's so in, only I understand it. It's a regional thing, Gallimari. So here we are, new Pope, we're relaxed. Finally we can breathe easy, no white smoke. We don't know, the black smoke is over. The tension is over. But if you're not a Catholic, it's like, and now what? Now you got to understand, this is a very good decision. And no comedy here. It's a religion of a billion people. Christianity is. And in South America, you have inroads against the Catholic Church being made by evangelical Christians, Protestants. And so this is a stopgap measure in some ways. It's a political move. Everything's political in the world, especially at the highest level. I mean, don't assume that this was not... What do you think all the voting was about? Politics. It was a political decision. And it was probably a very good one. They could have chosen a pope from Africa, also another region where there's awful lot of people who are Catholic and potentially becoming Catholic. But they chose South America. Very good call. That's all. Now let's move on. I don't know any more about it other than he's said to be a liberal pope. Somewhat liberal. Not too liberal, but modestly liberal. But he's not going to change things too much for the average person. You know? In the first hour of The Savage Nation, I read the new introduction to Trickle Down Tyranny, my paperback edition. I almost said my paperback addiction. Introduction to the paperback addiction of Trickle Down Tyranny. It's a very good introduction, and I'm not going to read more of the beginning. Actually, I'm going to go back to it. I tried to warn you. I put the evidence out there for everyone to see in the first edition of Trickle Down Tyranny. I explained that Barack Obama is the most corrupt American president since the days of Tammany Hall, but you weren't paying attention, okay? Then I describe what Tammany Hall was. I'm going to move now to the third page of the introduction of why I say these things, and you'll see if I'm wrong or right. During the fiscal cliff negotiations, Republicans knuckled under on every important issue during the negotiations, agreeing to every one of Obama's crony capitalist giveaways of taxpayer money. They let General Electric CEO Jeffrey Immelt continue to use a little-known tax code provision known as the active financing exception to move profits offshore and thus pay no U.S. corporate tax whatsoever, despite the fact that the company generates approximately $5 billion in revenue every year in the U.S. alone. GE, along with financial giant Citigroup, was successful in lobbying to make sure that an extension of this provision was part of the fiscal cliff deal, making sure that it could continue to pay no tax on billions in revenue. Now I ask you, is that not corruption? Is that not corruption? Is that not the equivalent of graft? That is equivalent of graft. That's Tammany Hall. Because if we lived in a fair country, General Electric, Microsoft, Google, and the other companies that are getting away with murder by paying no taxes or low taxes would be hauled into tax court and be forced to pay their fair share, and we wouldn't have the citizens of America taxed to death by this Tammany Hall administration in the White House. All in the introduction to Trickle Down Tyranny paperback. I'll go on. See if you agree or disagree. Tell me how you can be a liberal and disagree with me. If you're a liberal, what you're saying, GE should have the tax break? Then you're not a liberal. Even a liberal would agree with me. Don't call say, I'm a liberal and I agree with you on that, but I hate you on everything else. I don't want to hear that kind of call. Let me read the rest of the introduction to the paperback addiction. Republicans failed to object as green energy companies like the American Wind Energy Association got extensions of wind energy tax credits, despite the fact that wind farms are among the most ecologically destructive, economically untenable operations imaginable. Reference 13. The Motion Picture Association of America, a group of Hollywood film producers who are among the most rabid of Obama's supporters and the people who bear much of the responsibility for the culture of violence in this country, got tax extensions in the fiscal cliff deal for producing films. These and hundreds of other tax credits were the result of last-minute negotiations that produced a bill loaded with pork that failed to address our $16 trillion debt while leaving Obama free to increase it by more than $4 trillion over the next 4 years. Obama is in league with nothing less than a global financial mob that manipulates markets and interest rates in order to maintain a stranglehold on the world economy. This gang of financial oligarchs includes the major banks around the world and governments of every failing Western economy, including that of the United States. This is in the introduction. I don't mince words. China's increasingly aggressive posture has caused growing tensions between China and Japan, so much so that Japan recently sent, etc. I don't have to read every detail. I don't want to get too strident now. It's late at night for most of you. I talk about other things in the introduction. I talk about the Republican National Convention. This is good writing. I'll read it to you. One weak male after another came to the stage during the RNC convention. A Fatso TV prize winner singing God Bless America, sounding and appearing like a castrato. Ann Romney telling the Islamist killers, China's murderers, etc., that her husband, who should lead the free world, ironed his own shirt that morning and does his own laundry. No single eunuch speaker dared to tackle the big problems destroying America, namely the hordes of illegal aliens eating away at the nation's schools and hospitals in unity, the welfare and food stamp leeches, the Afghani soldiers shooting our boys in the back, the corrupt, incompetent, America-hating occupants of the White House, the billions in fraudulent loans and contracts to his cronies, the corrupt senators and congressmen whose husbands and wives are feasting on lost taxpayer billions, the executive orders that have stolen our freedoms. I'll stop here. The Republican National Convention proved that the two parties had merged into one, that there was no resistance whatsoever to the Democratic takeover. I then write, what's needed is a new political party, the Nationalist Party. The Nationalist Party must stand for three things that I have talked about since the beginning of the Savage Nation radio program: borders, language, and culture. The Tea Party is the basis of a new Nationalist Party, but the Tea Party itself is splintered because no dynamic leader has emerged to unite it and lead it from a decentralized grassroots movement into a unified political party with a coherent message for the American people. See, I could lead it, but I'm not going to. I'm that voice. I've been the voice. I'm actually the grandfather of the Tea Party. Americans are frustrated and disgusted by what they see our political structure has become: a corrupt band of politicians, none of whom is capable of looking beyond the manufactured crisis of the moment to articulate a vision for a future in which our American values are the basis of developing political policy. What is needed is a leader who unites the diverse elements of the conservative movement in America in the same way King David united the ancient tribes of Israel. But the Nationalist Party's King David has not emerged. It's going to take a great deal of time and resources to create and grow the Nationalist Party. One of the first things the new leader would have to do is to redefine the term nationalist. As far back as the 1930s, leftist Democrats started linking genuine conservatives in America with Adolf Hitler's National Socialist Party, the Nazi Party in Germany. It was during that time that the term nationalist came to mean fascist and was linked to the conservative resistance to communism. The term continues to be used to brand conservatives and nationalists as fascists to this day. The leftists who corrupted the term nationalist are themselves internationalists, committed to the elimination of national borders altogether, to merging the countries of the world into a global community without borders. I go on in there. Barack Obama is nothing more than a tool of the international left, the internationalists who want nothing less than to eliminate the borders between nations and meld the cultures of these nations into some sort of hybrid with no true character of its own, as they bring the world under the thumb of a single governing oligarchy. I go on. And I go on and on and on in the introduction to the paperback addiction of trickle-down tyranny. I believe it's in the bookstores now. And that's where I'm going to pause right now on the Savage Nation. If you care to comment on this or any of the other stories I touched upon in the first hour on the Savage Nation, and there are many, the Pope, what you feel about that, whether you're a Catholic or not. I mean, if you have something cogent to say, we'll take the call. You know what I'm saying? The phone number is 855-400-7282. Reno, KKOH. Rick, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
How you doing, John? I listen to you on the way home every night. And,
well, my name isn't John. It's Michael, but I appreciate the call.
And my
name is Michael Savage, not John. I don't know what show you think you're listening to.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said the wrong name.
That's okay. You probably have four shows on at once. So what's on your mind tonight?
No, yours is the only one. I agree with everything you say every night, and I'm going to...
That's wisdom. Wisdom comes in many... What's the main reason you called? All right, thank you for the call. We're not going anywhere. It's like picking a pimple off my skin, waiting for a statement. I felt like I would start to bleed to death. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage. You know, it's that time again. Once a year, every year for the last decade, I sit down with author and Swiss America chairman Craig Smith, my friend, to discuss the true state of the U.S. economy and what to expect ahead. Craig and I have been right on the money every year like clockwork. This year, Craig turned up the burner and has boiled down the most critical news and financial trends into the simple truth. Swiss America is offering this confidential interview we recorded. It's free. Free to my listeners on compact disc or downloadable MP3 by simply calling 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for free. Today, our great nation hangs in the balance. We're on the verge of becoming a perpetual welfare state. Call now for your free copy of the Savage Simple Truth CD and Craig's 31st anniversary newsletter, both free. No one hearing my voice now will be able to say we did not warn you. So call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN right now for the Savage Simple Truth. Call 800-289-2646. Be prepared.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of the Safe Light Advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states. So we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system for Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244, 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA, and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License Number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
Well, the new economic policies are what they are, and the big question is, how is it all going to affect you and me? Brian Sussman here, and I'd like you to join me and financial advisor Pat Vitucci at one of two special financial seminars. The first will be on Tuesday, March 12th in Palo Alto, and again on Thursday, March 14th in Newark. Both are at 7 o'clock. No cost, no obligation. Retirement plans, saving money, what do we do now? Again, join Pat Vitucci and me, Brian Sussman. This will be March 12th, 7 o'clock at the Crown Plaza in Palo Alto, or Thursday, March 14th at the Hilton in Newark. Call to reserve a seat. It's all free, no obligation. 800-472-8305. 800-472-8305 or on the web. Don't invest and forget.
For years now, you've been hearing testimonial reviews about Ovation Cell Therapy and how Ovation can
help grow your hair thicker, stronger, and longer.
Repair dry, brittle, damaged hair from overprocessing and heat styling.
Dramatically reduce hair loss and breakage due to stress or harsh medicines.
Restore your hair's healthy shine and appearance.
These testimonials are from real people with the same hair growth issues you have, and they love to share their stories.
I normally don't write reviews on products. Who has the time? But Ovation Cell Therapy is an exception. I've had a lot of bleaching and dyeing treatments over the years, so it's been important to use quality products. With Ovation Cell Therapy, the breakage caused by these treatments has completely stopped. My hair is stronger, shinier, and has more volume. I honestly wouldn't be without Ovation. It's that amazing.
For healthier, shinier, more manageable hair, log on to OvationHair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter KSFO at checkout.
Where did everybody go?
They saw my truck and ran for it.
Who are you?
I'm a Pacific Coast termite inspector, and you're toast.
Why's that?
Because we're the leading orange oil specialist in California. A quick and easy way to eradicate termites for those who don't want a tent.
These guys are cheap, cheap, cheap.
Oh, it's much less than you think. And after 20,000 home treatments, Pacific Coast has a perfect Better Business Bureau rating.
What does eradicate mean?
Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-722-4342. Pacific Coast Termite also eliminates rodents and repairs any damage to your home. And if you call right now, we'll take an additional 10% off the termite or rodent treatment and any necessary structural repairs. And all work is guaranteed and backed with a 2-year warranty. Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-PACIFIC. Or visit PacificCoastTermite.com. Free inspection applies to homes not for sale or in escrow.
You don't want to be a termite, no, when Pacific Coast Termite's around.
Well, after Whistleblower Wednesday, it's time for a Thirsty Thursday because, man, do we need a beverage. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
I guess we're celebrating the new pope in my own way. He's the son of Italian immigrants in South America. Jorge Cardinal Bergoglio, the new leader of the world's 1.2 billion Catholics. My brothers went to the end of the earth. New Pope Francis highlights South American roots as he becomes first pontiff from outside Europe in over 1,000 years. So we're living through historic times, incidentally. He's a humble man. He does not live in the official mansion. He takes the bus and even cooks his own meals. So he's an austere Jesuit intellectual who modernized Argentina's conservative Catholic Church. The 76-year-old is known as a humble man who denied himself the luxuries that previous Buenos Aires cardinals enjoyed. His name, Francis, is inspired by a humble saint who made a strong stance on social class. That's very interesting. So I'll let that go. I'll let that go. Francis has appealed to two key cardinal voting blocs ensured his election as pope. One side that called for reforms within the Vatican, and another that sought to maintain the status quo. So, you know, there's always something more to the story than meets the eye. Obviously, this was a very wise political choice, and by all accounts, he's very friendly to other religions, which is very good. You know, I don't know how to get touch on this subject, but I have the Old Testament in my hand because this is about religion. It's not only about a man. It's about God and a man's representation of God on earth in the form of the Pope. It's a very important discussion that we could have, and I don't know how serious I want to get into this. But you know the Old Testament has some strictures in it that most people can't follow, and such as killing adulterers, for example. No one kills an adulterer unless you're a Saudi Arabian. You don't cut the hands off a thief unless you're a throwback in Saudi Arabia, which they just did, by the way. They crucified and beheaded men for stealing in the throwback nation of Saudi Arabia. Seven men were executed by beheading Wednesday in Saudi Arabia for stealing. The deaths came a day after the United Nations called for the kingdom to not carry out the punishment, in part because the men had allegedly not been given fair trials. So they decapitated them. Some of them were crucified. This is unbelievable. It's unbelievable to me. The punishment of those who wage war against God and his messenger and strive who might aim for journey through the land is the execution or crucifixion or the cutting off of hands and feet from opposite sides or exile from the land. So this is a religion that has not modernized in 1,000 years. And that's the problem with radical Islam. And make no mistake about it. Radical Islam is what's practiced in Saudi Arabia. Don't suddenly glorify it because the princes come here and live like pharaohs, you know, with prostitutes and wine flowing freely with their jets and the this and that. They go back to a throwback nation. And so this, and they have, you know, tons of money, and they spread the Wahhabi sect of Islam, which is, you see, Muslims got along with Jews and Christians for a long period of time. You don't know this. And it's only since the, if I'm not mistaken, the mid-1800s when the Wahhabi sect started to take hold, that this hatred for other religions started to flare up again. And it's only recently, with Saudi Arabia's money spreading out through the world, with these radical imams being sent across the world, that the hatred of Jews and Christians has flared up again, which brings us back to the Old Testament. The Old Testament, as you well know, has edicts in it that most modern Jews don't practice, that I know of. I don't know of any Jews who practice cutting off hands and crucifixion. They don't kill adulterers, thank God. They don't kill homosexuals, thank God. But the radical Muslims do. This is a phenomenal point that interests me tremendously, because you would think that the gay radical movement would be vehemently sensitive to radical Islam and on the side of those who were trying to warn us what could happen if Sharia law were introduced in America. But apparently they're blind to what's going on around them. So as I say, the Old Testament has edicts that no one follows. Maybe the Orthodox Jews certainly read Leviticus, but they don't follow Leviticus. If you read Leviticus, it's so horrible in some ways. Not only is it horrible with regard to those abominations of killing adulterers and killing homosexuals and casting death upon people? But it's actually very, very awful with regard to people who are imperfect. They're not allowed to come before religious people. If a person has any blemishes, they can't come before you. It's unbelievable how they spell it out. I don't know if you know this. See, I read, what I'm saying is most Jewish people who read the Old Testament are not biblical absolutists. Let's put it that way. And the radical Islamists are biblical absolutists. And most of them, not all of them, are highly uneducated. To them, there is the single sufficiency of the single book, the Quran. They don't understand this. They have no idea what they're doing here to bring this kind of ancient horror upon the world again. And I don't know whether this will ever be changed in our lifetime. I don't know that education could ever change this, since there's so much hatred being inculcated in the children in the Middle East. You know, you'd think the UN would take this on. But nevertheless, if you read Leviticus, it's pretty horrible. For example, in Leviticus 21, chapter 21, they talk about the highest priest in the ancient days of Israel. The highest priest. The highest priest was not allowed to be associated with the blemished people. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron, saying, whosoever he be of thy seed throughout their generations, that means any descendants of the priests, throughout the generations that hath a blemish, let him not approach to offer the bread of his God. For whatsoever man he be that hath a blemish, he shall not approach. A blind man, or a lame, or he that hath anything maimed, or anything too long, or a man that is broken-footed, or broken-handed, or crook-backed, or a dwarf, or that hath his eye overspread, or is scabbed, or scurvy, or hath his stones crushed. They're not allowed to approach the high priests, or the descendants of the priests. How do you like that?
Savage.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend wisefoodstorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, wisefoodstorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today, and guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com, or call 855-FOODWISE, and be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with wisefoodstorage.com.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. A Santa Clara man is accused of stealing 10,000 pills of prescription painkillers from the Palo Alto Medical Foundation Pharmacy. He allegedly broke into an expired medicine locker where he worked. A homeschooled student from Palo Alto is placed 10th in the prestigious Intel Science Talent Search for high school students. She wins $20,000 for a math project that may improve the speed and efficiency of computer algorithms. At Pittsburgh and Bay Point, residents can turn their guns in for cash this weekend. The No Questions Asked event will take place Saturday afternoon at Pittsburgh City Hall. Just one problem on the roadways. Eastbound 80 Pinole Valley Road, left lane blocked by a stalled car. Still heavy out of San Francisco, northbound 101 from the 80 interchange onto the lower deck. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Ever had your bank issue you a new debit, ATM, or credit card, but you didn't request one? That's probably because someone hacked the bank's computer system, and your bank is trying to stay one step ahead of the identity thieves who snatched your personal information. And that's why you need to call LifeLock now. When you call LifeLock, you can get the most comprehensive identity theft protection available, LifeLock Ultimate.
LifeLock Ultimate offers 24/7 protection and is the only identity theft protection service that now monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. So call 1-800-838-6010 now. Mention Enroll 60 and get the first 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Call 1-800-838-6010. 1-800-838-6010. Check LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary. 1-800-838-6010.
Do you know which investment is projected to double in price? Let's ask Scott Carter.
It's not stocks, it's not bonds, it's silver.
What's happening with silver?
Shortages are showing up because supply is critically low. In just the last 10 years, 90% of the world's supply has been used up.
Where are the shortages?
Well, twice this year, the U.S. Mint has run out of silver.
So where's the silver price headed?
We believe all the signs tell us silver should be double where it is now.
Before we went on, you told me Lear has a special offer on a new silver coin. What is it?
It's a 1.5-ounce silver polar bear coin. It's minted from the finest silver, it's the only 1.5-ounce coin on the market that carries a government guarantee, and it's eligible for IRAs. For a limited time, new customers can buy 20 silver polar bears and get one free, our lowest price ever.
Folks, call 1-800-601-8761 now. The offer is limited. Invest just $5,000, and for each purchase of 20 silver polar bear coins, you'll get one free. That's 1-800-601-8761, 800-601-8761.
Realtors have expertise in land development and management, retail, industrial, office, and investment properties. They have the experience, knowledge, and savvy to help you achieve your business and investment real estate goals. Realtors also have the power of the National Association of Realtors behind them, working with legislators and regulators to support the key role commercial real estate plays in our national economy. Ask for a professional who understands your commercial business. Ask for a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
At AdvanceAutoParts.com, we believe in getting you the parts you need fast, but no shenanigans. What are shenanigans? Those annoying shipping and handling charges you get stuck with when shopping online. We think handling is for sports cars. And shipping? Well, when you spend $75 or more at AdvanceAutoParts.com, shipping is 100% free. 0% shenanigans. AdvanceAutoParts.com.
Advance Auto Parts.
See site for details.
Well, after Whistleblower Wednesday, it's time for a Thirsty Thursday because, man, do we need a beverage. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
All right, so look, this is why it's worth my telling you what the Old Testament actually has in it and how most Orthodox Jews who follow the Bible are not biblical absolutists. If they were, they would be radical Muslims, killing adulterers, hanging homosexuals, which, God forbid, still happens. But if you actually read Leviticus, it's pretty horrible because it's something you can't accept. You can't accept this, that if you're the top holy guy, the highest priest, or the son of the highest priest, you're not allowed to let anyone approach you who is blemished in any way. Most of you don't know this. I guarantee you 99 out of 100 religious people never read this. Don't let him with a blemish approach to offer the bread of his God. So he shall not approach. A blind man can't approach. A lame man, no. He that hath anything maimed, no. Anything too long, no. Or a man that is broken-footed, broken-handed, crook-backed, dwarf, or that hath his eye overspread, or is scabbed, or scurvy, or hath his stones crushed, no man of the seed of Aaron. The priest that hath a blemish shall come nigh to offer the offerings of the Lord made by fire. He hath a blemish, he shall not come nigh to the offer of bread. He may eat the bread of his God, both of the most holy and of the holy, only he shall not go in unto the veil, nor come nigh unto the altar, because he hath a blemish, that he profane not my holy places, for I am the Lord who sanctifies him. So Moses spoke unto Aaron and to his sons and unto all the children of Israel. There's no way to look at this other than in the most clear-eyed way, which is that they wanted perfect people, period. Now, you could argue it one way or the other. That's the way it is. So modern Jews don't follow the Old Testament. They may read it in places. And now let's go to Christianity. Christianity has no such writings in the New Testament whatsoever. I can't speak for the Quran with regard to blemishes. I don't know the Quran. I don't claim to know it. However, I've seen some of the most horrendous statements from the Old Testament in the Quran. that have not yet been eliminated. They haven't yet gone to where the Christians have gone. And the problem is that when you're talking with uneducated people who have no learning whatsoever, who've never used toilet paper or a toothbrush, don't have a telephone, don't understand electricity, don't understand Copernicus, don't understand the sun and the moon, if you give them a holy book which has such statements in it, they'll follow it out, which is why the Coptic Christians are being brutalized in Egypt, their churches burn, and they're being killed in Egypt, because the Muslim Brotherhood has masses of throwbacks following them and doing things in Egypt that hadn't been done in 50 years because we had a friend in Mubarak overthrown by Obama and Hillary Clinton. They turned the world upside down and not for the better. When you're ever going to understand what they've done to the world is a mystery to me. How educated people cannot see that Obama's foreign policy is the worst in modern American history. The world has been turned on its axis, not for the good. The Middle East is in flames. Christians are being persecuted. You don't want to hear it because you're a diehard fanatic. You're like, you took the Kool-Aid. To you, Jim Jones and Obama are one and the same. You can't say anything negative about his foreign policy. It's all in my new introduction to Trickle Down Tyranny in a paperback edition. I spell it out. I try to warn you, but you didn't listen to me. So now let's move on. So I went from the Pope to the Bible, try to explain to you you know, certain things without summarizing what I'm saying, okay? If you'd like to comment on any of the news topics I've raised, 855-400-7282, 855-400-7282. So who is the Pope? Newsmax says he's a traditionalist with a liberal touch. New York Times says he's a conservative with a common touch. You hear this? Already they're telling you what he is. Already they're telling you what he is. They're ready to define what he is. Everyone has a different opinion of the Pope. It's sort of like talk show hosts. You know, you can make of me what you want. You can hear what you want. You can draw from me what you want. You can make me into what I am and what I'm not. You can make me into what I'm not and what I am. That's what happens when you're a public figure. And whether you accept it or not, talk show hosts are all public figures. And in many ways, we're very much like politicians, but we're politicians without portfolio. We have strong opinions, and we tell you what they are, so you're going to get people who love you and people who don't love you. And that's what freedom of speech is. As Churchill taught us all in the West, except the Democrats, the First Amendment was written to protect offensive speech. It was not written to protect polite speech. I don't think you understand that. I won the Freedom of Speech Award in 2007 from the Talkers Convention, at the Talkers Convention. I have a great videotape I did. I'm not selling you anything, but I explained what the First Amendment was meant to be. It was to protect offensive speech. It was not meant to protect polite speech. Go explain that to Mayor Bloomberg. See if he can understand that in his thick head. It's to protect offensive speech. That's what talk radio is about. It's offensive to many people, but we have the freedom that we need. Thank God we have it. Now, I can guarantee you as I speak, the very same radical leftists who are trying to ban salt, sugar, fat, you name it, infant formula in hospitals like Bloomberg and his ilk, are working behind the scenes to ban talk radio, just as they're trying to ban guns, ammunition. Whatever they can do to ban your freedoms, that's what they do. They destroy. They don't build. They create very little. They spend every day, every waking moment trying to destroy businesses. I don't know where this derives from. I don't understand how people can live with such a negative view of the world. They are a destructive element in our society, the radical liberals. They are a very destructive element, tearing things down, going after legitimate businesses, trying to fight. You know how many ads I see on Fox and the other channels when I turn it on for dirty, rotten lawyers who should be imprisoned, in my opinion? Class action lawyers destroying companies that create medical devices and medications. They're going to make it so that no person can ever be in the medical manufacturing business. No company in their right mind would ever be in the manufacturing business of creating medications. Not when you have these jackals with law degrees going after these companies. It's unbelievable to me. No one will rein in these skunks. They're evil. The class action lawyers are the most evil element in American society. They destroy things. every day of their life, all they think about is tearing things down. They don't produce one cupcake, yet they tear down bakeries. They don't produce one nail, yet they tear down nail gun companies. They don't produce anything. They destroy everything, which is why they should be punished for what they've done. If I had the power, I would eliminate all class action lawsuits in the United States of America without exception. I would also change the law in America so that the loser of lawsuits paid for the cost of the entire trial. You say, oh, well, then the rich would always win. No, it's not necessarily so. It would end all of these lawsuits that are baseless. It would end them overnight. I would also seize all the assets of all the class action lawyers going back 20 years. All their assets from them and their heirs. To me, they're nothing better than, who's that guy who's in jail right now for the big scam? Madoff? That was his name? Madoff, to me, looks like most class action lawyers look in America. They walk like Madoff, talk like Madoff, think like Madoff, act like Madoff. They destroy and they steal. Well, I've said enough about that. I don't know. I went to this from the Bible because there's no social justice in this country, not when you have those jackals with law degrees doing this to businesses. Here's some news. Ted Cruz invokes Reagan at CPAC. Mom falls 8 stories with baby. Baby lives. Mom dies. Obama tells of a, we're not done. We're not done yet. Oh, God. Not done destroying yet? Secretary Salazar, the worst Interior Secretary in American history, says time's up on Drake's Bay oysters. A deal is a deal. He wants to destroy an ecologically sensitive oyster farm. You know what's ironic here? All the liberals of Western Marin County, California, who voted for Obama, are not saying one word about the destruction of the Drake's Bay Oyster Company, whatever the name of the company is. They're kicking out a company that is ecologically sensitive, a green company. It's pure spite. And what's even more ironic and almost delightful in its way is that the fanatic politicians, the liberal politicians in the Bay Area, are not saying a word. Here they're destroying a local company that everybody loves. So there's more to this than meets the eye. Mass hunger strike at Guantanamo Bay. I guess they're not getting enough soccer in their diet. Al Jazeera, Al Gore's gift to the world. Amid reports of hunger strikes and deteriorating conditions, we examine why the U.S. has given up on closing the... Oh, Al Gore's looking into Guantanamo for us. Did you know that he's looking into that? Oh, it's not good enough for them? How about comparing the conditions at Guantanamo to the conditions, let's say, in Saudi Arabian prisons? In other words, you can take it out of context and say, here again, attorneys representing detainees at Guantanamo Bay Prison say most of their clients are on hunger strike as a result of deteriorating conditions at the camp. Here we go again. Rotten, stinking, evil lawyers. Horrible, evil lawyers. Again, Guantanamo Bay isn't any good compared to what? Compared to Saudi Arabia, Yemen, Jordan, human rights attorneys. You know what a human rights attorney is, don't you? Think Karl Marx with a law degree. I'll be right back.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
And welcome back to The Savage Nation. Today is March 13th, 2013. MichaelSavage.com, home of The Savage Nation. MichaelSavage.com. Of course, you know about the Pope. It was a good decision, obviously. They need a Spanish-speaking Pope. He's so many Spanish-speaking Catholics in South America and around the world. And it's also a way to shore up South America from the incursion of Islam. Who says radio hosts are all talk? Kirkus Review says I'm not. Have you checked out the powerful new thriller from the author of Abuse of Power? Did you know China is already at war with us? Oh, well, you wouldn't know that from your local paper, but start reading an excerpt of A Time for War and go buy your copy. It's on sale now. Lawmakers question a risky $5.5 billion loan for a high-speed train from Los Angeles to Las Vegas. Can you believe this? You have to drive 57 miles into the desert, 70 miles into the desert to get to the station. Get out of your car and then get on the train. Great thinking, Harry Reid. In New Jersey, the fascists in the government attacked a religious Jewish woman, arrested her, seized her guns, which she didn't have with her, by the way, because she dared question the fascists about property taxes. It sounds like South America, doesn't it? Well, it's South Jersey, where fascists reign. What else is on MichaelSavage.com? poll worker charged with voting half dozen times. Well, she said, I'll fight it for Mr. Obama and Mr. Obama's right to sit as president. So, well, there you go. There's a real terrific voter for you. You wonder how he got elected, huh? How many others voted six times? Yeah, on MichaelSavage.com by clicking one button, you can get a free, exclusive, daily newsletter. Well, it's actually two or three times a week, free subscription. Also on MichaelSavage.com, an Indonesian mother killed her son because he had a small penis. She was worried it would affect his prospects for the future. I'm not making it up. It's impossible. I don't know if I want to do politics. Have you forgotten the wicked deeds of your fathers and the wicked deeds of the kings of Judah and the wicked deeds of their wives and your own wicked deeds and the wicked deeds of your wives, which they committed in the land of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? They are not humbled even unto this day, neither have they feared nor walked in my law nor in my statutes that I set before you and before your fathers. That's from Jeremiah. I love Jeremiah. He was a real kvetch. If Jeremiah were alive today, he would be a top talk show. He'd have a great talk show because all he does is complain. He just casts aspersion on the entire ancient world of the Israelites. Mad at them all. He sounds very much like a certain talk show host I know. No, he doesn't. He complained all the time. I tend to move into this area. I got to be careful. I don't want to be Jeremiah. I don't want to be like Jeremiah. Which one of the ancient prophets should I become like to survive in radio? And I brought you into a land of fruitful fields to eat the fruit thereof and the good thereof. But when you entered, you defiled my land and made my heritage an abomination. Ooh. Ooh, that's bad. That's bad. All of New York runs off abominations. Pornography, drugs, sex, everything. And he's worried about his soda. You hear? The guy goes up like a soda box. You'd think he was saving the world by limiting soda size. That's why it's so absurd. You don't understand it, how devoid it is of reality? Let's take a caller or two on the Savage Nation. I know many of you are anxious to vent your hostility towards the world at large on the Savage Nation. And you can call 1-855-407-282 to join the conversation. Let's go to Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Rick, you're on the Savage Nation.
Michael, sir, I'd like to congratulate you on a well-written book that makes you think, and it scared the crap out of me reading it. Because all the places that you mentioned in the book, I have been there.
What do you mean, in the book A Time for War? You mean when I talk about the downing of the helicopter in Afghanistan?
Yes, sir, and also Travis Air Force Base. I was there in 1972 on a plane trip to Vietnam.
Yeah, I don't understand why military men haven't flocked to read this. I don't understand why the military has banned my book for their service members. Banned in the sense they don't talk. This is a book made for military families, and yet they've ignored it. And yet it glorifies military men in a way that they've never been discussed. I'm sorry, I don't understand my country that well, Rick. I'm glad you read the book, though. Thank you very much. A Time for War is a great novel. I'm bewildered. My first novel, Abuse of Power, was a big hit. It was a big book. Big book. And the second one has not been as successful. And I don't understand why, even though it's a far better book. I don't understand it. I wish someone who bought both novels could tell me what the difference is. Compare and contrast amongst yourselves. Now, I mean, I did this yesterday. I'm going to do it again today because it's a very important story to see that this Martinet, who was addicted to power, was overturned by an intelligent judge. Here is a man who ignores the jihadists in New York City. Here is a man who ignores virtually every real problem and instead is hard-focused on a soda. This is not to say that I myself approve of sodas. I don't drink sugary drinks. I've written health books about them going back to 1970, long before Bloomberg was at all knowledgeable about health. I was writing books about various and sundry health topics, including the dangers of sugar and saturated fats and salt. So I'm very aware of it. But it's not the government's place to limit what people can eat or drink. This is food fascism, as I defined it in 1981. The man is not what he thinks he is. This is not portion control. This is people control. He's addicted to power. He himself, of course, admits he's addicted to Cheez-Its. And he says Cheez-Its are okay. Why are they okay? Because he said that's his addiction. So we're going to talk about stopping Little Brother. Judge bans Mayor Bloomberg, and we'll see where that goes. What does he say? What does he say? A billionaire media mogul doesn't control enough in his own empire, so now he needs to control drink sizes and sugar content. It's unbelievable to me. I'm reading what people are saying about him. He is now the laughingstock of America. Someone wrote, if Mad Magazine isn't still around, someone could come up with a memorial edition just to cover Bloomberg. It would be a real moneymaker. They say, but he is too crazy even for Newman. Someone writes, the obesity epidemic, Mayor? How about working on the crime epidemic, the drugs epidemic, the porno epidemic? Then he says, it seems just yesterday these same leftists were so outraged that children were going to school hungry. That was about the time we were entering an ice age. Now it's global warming. Crooked politician epidemic. This is the sickness we need to stamp out. You get the picture, right? You get the picture. So I just did the whole shot. I'm not doing it anymore. Instead, I'm talking about TSA allows knives on airplanes. It's still a good story. It still has legs. Knives have legs tonight. And I still haven't had a reasonable answer of why. It's not like whether or not really we should be able to have 3-inch knives. Here's the question. Why now? Why did the TSA now suddenly decide, okay, let them have knives again? How about a small bottle of acid to go with it? Since you can have a small knife, a 2 3/4-inch knife, Big Sis is letting you have that back, right? Okay, have your knives, your nail files, you little fools, you. No guns on planes yet, but you can have little knives. You can have 2 golf clubs apiece, a lacrosse stick, and a baseball bat. You need that on an airplane in case you kind of want to stir up an incident so we can justify our budget. But if that doesn't work, in 9 months, we're considering letting you have a small bottle of hydrochloric acid, only the travel size, though. You cannot have a big bottle of hydrochloric acid, but we're going to let you have a small travel size of hydrochloric acid in 9 months if there's not an incident, a terrorist incident, from the knives we're giving you. Because we have to justify this grotesque cockroach budget of ours. It's like a cockroach with blood in it. When does this end? How big can a bureaucracy become till it bursts from its own engorgement? Yeah, I studied entomology once. I love the field. I don't particularly like bugs. But I liked entomology. It's a fascinating field. I like microbiology, fascinating. Bugs, superbugs. Now we got superbugs to worry about everywhere you turn. I come in the studio, they touched everything. I was afraid to touch a thing in here. I'm like David the Bubble Boy on radio. I work at a home studios. It's like sterile. It's only my viruses and bacteria, which I'm immune to. Right? It's like it doesn't bother me. Like my bugs, my dog's bugs, my refrigerator bugs. I asked you also another question, by the way, which is, and it's, I had an interesting call. My first novel, Abuse of Power, was a bestseller. It was legitimate. So St. Martin's gave me a contract for a number of other novels in the Jack Hatfield series. So my next one came out 3 weeks ago, Time for War, and it's not selling as well. It's a better book. It's a better book. Now, in the first novel, the enemies are Islamists, but there was a Muslim hero as well. The woman, remember the woman Muslim? She was the hero because I understand the reality of it. In this novel, the enemies are Chinese cells in America. And I've told you that I had proof that they screwed up my ad campaign. I told you that the book was basically banned from Fox News because it attacked China and they do big business in China. You wouldn't know any of this. But now I want to ask you why you haven't bought it if you bought the first novel. It's that simple. Tim in Springfield, Mo, you were on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Dr. Savage. I've been listening to you for probably about the last 2 years now. A friend of mine lives down here, got me turned on to you, and I love your show.
Thank you. I love the show, too.
There's a reason why I haven't been able to buy your book yet.
Why?
I'm a delivery driver for a well-known company, and people in Springfield are too cheap to be able to actually tip you to where you can actually be able to afford nice things and be able to make money.
That's very interesting. So this is an interesting call. Why we took it is this. I was alleging the economy is booming in certain areas, and it is in San Francisco. The cranes are building high-rises. The restaurants are booming. Are you saying that in Springfield the economy is still depressed?
Yes, it is. I mean, it's just, I don't know if it's a mixture of both liberals and conservatives, but they're all being too cheap to actually tip anything.
Yeah, no, I believe it. We could go into who tips worse because I've done shows like that. I've had the greatest taxi driver calls out of New York City on that one. They'll hands down tell you the cheapest tippers are liberal lawyers. They generally don't tip. I'm sending you a Time for War, though. You got a free gift coming your way. That's all. Phone number's 855-400-7282. It's the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Tina and her husband owed big money to the IRS.
We owed over $50,000.
They were frightened out of their wits.
Oh, my gosh, it was horrible. I thought we were going to lose everything. I thought we're going to jail.
Then it happened. Tina found the expert help she and her husband so desperately needed.
These guys were awesome to work with. They stopped the IRS from putting liens on our homes and our cars, and they stopped them from freezing our bank account. They kept the IRS off our backs. We really can't thank them enough.
The team of professionals at Authority Tax Services help Tina and her husband, and they can help you. Authority Tax Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau.
We saved a whole lot of money.
You too may qualify to get up to 85% or more off your tax liability or for other special programs. So take Tina's advice.
Anybody in trouble with the IRS, give them a call. These are the guys to help you.
If you owe more than $10,000, call Authority Tax Services now at 800-773-7600. Call now for your free no-obligation consultation. 800-773-7618. 800-773-7618.
You know, it's that time again. Once a year, every year for the last decade, I sit down with author and Swiss America chairman Craig Smith, my friend, to discuss the true state of the U.S. economy and what to expect ahead. Craig and I have been right on the money every year like clockwork. This year, Craig turned up the burner and has boiled down the most critical news and financial trends into the simple truth. Swiss America is offering this confidential interview we recorded. It's free. Free to my listeners on compact disc or downloadable MP3 by simply calling 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for free. Today, our great nation hangs in the balance. We're on the verge of becoming a perpetual welfare state. Call now for your free copy of the Savage Simple Truth CD and Craig's 31st anniversary newsletter, both free. No one hearing my voice now will be able to say we did not warn you. So call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN right now for the Savage Simple Truth. Call 800-289-2646. Be prepared.
If you're like most people who are very successful, you take pride in your personal appearance, right? That includes a thinning hairline. If you are experiencing hair loss, my recommendation is to call Dr. Tom Rosanelli. He has over 25 years of experience in hair restoration and has performed hair restoration procedures on thousands of patients. That includes some well-known celebrities. I've seen Dr. Rosanelli's excellent work. It's obvious why people with hair loss choose Dr. Rosanelli. They now have a natural head of hair and even look younger. Dr. Rosanelli specializes in hair restoration. He meets with every patient for a free consultation, and he performs all hair restoration procedures himself. And Dr. Rosanelli is also part of the Savage Nation. If your hair is thinning, call 800-743-HAIR. It's simple. That's 800-743-4247 or visit Rosanelli.com. Dr. Rosanelli has offices in San Francisco, San Jose, and Walnut Creek.
Now through March 31st, receive 300 free grafts as part of your procedure as a new patient. Call 800-743-HAIR. Certain restrictions apply. Offer expires 3/31/13.
The Ovation Nation just keeps growing. Over 200,000 customers have repaired dry, brittle, and damaged hair with Ovation Cell Therapy.
I'm thrilled to report that Ovation does everything you said it would and more. I couldn't be happier with the results. My hair holds a curl all day. My hair is thicker and shinier than it's ever been, and it's growing. It really is a miraculous revolution. I'm a believer, and I'm telling anyone who will listen, Ovation is an amazing product.
Ovation Cell Therapy can help repair the damage caused by harsh chemicals and heat styling and grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster. Ovation is safe and effective on all hair types, even for chemotherapy hair loss recovery. And it's easy to use. Just a simple cream rinse type application.
Log on to ovationhair.com, and when you enter KSFO, you'll receive a special introductory discount at checkout. That's ovationhair.com. And remember to enter KSFO at checkout for your special discount.
The Ovation Nation just keeps growing.
Hi there, I'm Renee Richardson, and I'm here to take a moment to tell you about a really good experience I just had. We're doing a bit of remodeling, and one of the things on the list was the bathroom. Total redo. Now, the hubby is handy and all. He's a carpenter. But one thing he's not fond of? Painting. So we called the pros, CertaPro Painters. From the moment we made the call, we were taken care of. Prompt callback, easy appointment time, thorough consultation, and most of all, a true professional who took the time to listen to what I wanted. Tim at CertaPro Painters may have sided with my husband on the color choice, but he was very good at at explaining why the choice would work for us. It's a very personal thing. It's your home. It's your style. And you're going to have to look at it every day. You should have your painting done right. Serta Pro Painters did it right for us. They're neat, professional, and courteous. Call them up and see for yourself. 1-800-GO-CERTA. That's CERTA with a C. Oh, and if you're not terribly color savvy, they have color experts on staff to work with you. It's very reassuring. Check out the website, CERTAPRO.com. That's CERTAPRO.com. I think you'll be as impressed as I am. CERTA Pro Painters, because painting is personal.
Well, after Whistleblower Wednesday, it's time for a Thirsty Thursday because, man, do we need a beverage. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
I don't like Newt Gingrich. Roger Ailes said he is exactly what I always said he was. The word begins with a P and it ends with a, I'm not going to say it's a family show. He looks like it. He sounds like it. The wife looks, thank God they never got anywhere. Oh, my God. What a fraud. Only Scarface could find him entertaining. WFTL in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. 50,000 watts of joy. I haven't been down to my house in Florida this year. I went once. I left after 2 days. It was so hot. I went in like, when was it, October, November, December? It was like a summer day. I almost died. I don't like air conditioning. I figured in the winter I wouldn't need it. The breeze comes in from the ocean. I sweat in that room. I suffered. I don't like walking out in humidity, so I left after 2 days. But I may go back down there again soon. Because there are things I love about Florida. Let's see. Let me count them on one finger. Let me see if I can count the things I love about Florida on one finger. No, I should love it. I got friends down there. I got good friends. So that's the one thing I like about Florida. some people love the heat. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know about it. I always think like swamp creatures are going to get me. Now you got sinkholes to worry about. I didn't have enough with the fear of a germaphobe, right? Now I got something new to fear about. A sinkhole is going to open up under my feet. Maybe the Homeland Security can look at the sinkholes if they're caused by terrorists. You know, that's an interesting thing. How come the Department of Homeland Security didn't look into sinkholes before they occurred? That's like a slip-up on their part. They should have known sinkholes were going to occur. And because I think it was done by, like, a foreign government. I think a foreign government was fracking somewhere in, like China, and the fracking in China caused the sinkholes in Florida. I mean, that's surely something that one of the Kennedy brothers who believes in the environmental causes would believe, that it was fracking in China that caused sinkholes in Florida, because it's bad for the environment. Miami, Florida, on FTL. Paul, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Good evening, Michael. Two quick things. One of the things you mentioned about the country and the bug, you know, it's like the government's a parasite, and maybe the parasite's growing off of, you know, the society and the people. But when does the parasite get so huge that it is bigger than actually the people and the society? And then what happens?
Well, no, that's a very, if you want to use the analogy of entomology and bugs that feed, like lice that feed off people, I mean, it's a pretty stiff analogy. And I know federal workers don't want to be seen as lice, but most of us unfortunately see their pensions and their pay is too great. The bureaucracies is too big. I can name departments that never should have been created that are doing nothing, and yet they're growing by leaps and bounds. So it's a logical question. When does the parasite reach the point that it's larger than the host is the question, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's generally not one parasite that exceeds the size of the host. It's the parasite reproduces, and many parasites can then become proliferate to the point where they, let us say, kill the host. And I think the people are starting to feel as the host that the government has become so parasitic that it's about to kill the host. We, the people, the taxpayers, feel like we're the host and we're being eaten alive, in plain English. I wouldn't go to the analogy of the... See, there's no analogy of the bug dying out because it eats too much. It usually kills the host, and then it goes on to another host. There are examples, though, of an epidemic. As an epidemiologist, I will tell you this. Most epidemics burn themselves out, incidentally. This is not a good analogy, though, because the government is not an epidemic. It is more like the parasite than the epidemic in that sense. What else did you call about?
I was thinking that perhaps it's just people are too burned out or don't want to face the fact or thought of war and just are passing on reading or picking up your book and looking at it because the thought of the horrors of it. Based on how
that's interesting, but wait a minute. The first title was Abuse of Power. That was more engaging than A Time for War, because people are afraid of war? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Or are beat up and burned out because if war is coming, the government in its ineptitude won't be able to handle it.
Yeah, in the book I say the United States is under secret attack, blah, blah, blah. That's interesting. So they're afraid of that. As enemy operatives plan a two-pronged attack that will disarm the American military and release a deadly toxin, killing hundreds of thousands of civilians, Hatfield and Dover race to locate this new ground zero and save an unsuspecting country. So they're afraid of the topic. I'm trying to figure it out. I don't know the answer. It's bewildering to me, but I'm trying to get it from my audience itself. Have you read the book yet? Because I'm going to send you a free copy anyway. It's, you know, like they say, putting a cross before a vampire is the best way to stop the vampire. I would say hold up a copy of A Time for War at a liberal's house and see what happens.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of the Safe Light Advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states, so we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Shock Talk 560 KSFO. A man on rollerblades allegedly tried to steal a chainsaw from a hardware store in San Francisco's Bayview District and skate away. He tried to do it twice. He was stopped by a store security guard and held until police arrived. Democrats have at least temporarily regained the two-thirds majority in the state Senate. A Democrat from San Diego switches from the Assembly to the Senate with a victory in the 40th Senate district race. And scientists say an experimental earthquake warning system worked during Monday's shaker in Riverside County. They say the system gave 35 seconds of notice to seismologists in Pasadena about incoming seismic waves from the quake. Taking a look at the roadways, Highway 80 westbound at Cherry Glen. We've got a crash. Second lane from the left is blocked. Injuries involved in that one. Also westbound 80 in Berkeley at Ashby Avenue. Looks like we have a stalled truck on the off-ramp. I'm Dave Fowke, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer with two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill. Brian Sussman here, and for years, City Arms has been my Second Amendment dealer of choice. They offer the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. Not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or you're just interested in personal protection and home defense, in these challenging times, City Arms is here to help. And by the way, if they don't have it in stock, they'll do their best to find it. City Arms, with two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest location, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web at city-arms.com. That's City Arms. Preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
If you simply start taking Social Security benefits at face value, you could be leaving tens of thousands of dollars on the table. But if you knew a few little-known strategies, you could earn tens of thousands of dollars, even as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. And if you earn more in Social Security income, you wouldn't be depleting your other retirement accounts, leaving you with the ability to do all of the things you ever dreamed of in retirement, or to pass along more of your wealth to the the people you love. Take the first step and get a copy of a free report, The Social Security Decision, from the Integrated Wealth Consultants. This report is free, so you've got nothing to lose. Learn how you can generate as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. Call to get your free report right now at 415-233-7137. 415-233-7137. That's 415-233-7137.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Julian with Safelite Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of the Safelite Advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states, so we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for Safelite or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelite.com.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to take a stand.
To get involved.
To make a change.
Now's the time to raise a hammer and drive a nail.
To build a wall.
And open a door to a new life.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Sex education, huh? Oh, that's passé. We all know what they're doing. Well, this week at the UN, Dr. Miriam Grossman, a child and adolescent psychiatrist who is known internationally for her courage in standing up to the sex education mafia, challenged the two giants of sex education, Planned Parenthood, which is planned infanticide, and SEICUS, Sexuality Education and Information Council of the U.S. You know what that is, don't you? Dr. Grossman, welcome to the Savage Nation.
It's great to be here with you.
During your time when you spoke with the UN, you talked about a pamphlet they put out by Planned Parenthood called Healthy, Happy, and Hot. Great. What are some of the dangerous messages it conveys to young people?
Well, yeah, this is a pamphlet that people need to know about. It's put out by International Planned Parenthood Federation, and it's written specifically for young people who are HIV positive. And instead of doing what you would expect they might do if they were concerned about health matters, this pamphlet actually encourages young people who are HIV positive to engage in high-risk behaviors. There is no warning about the dangers of early sexual behavior, of having sexual activity with multiple partners, even having sex while under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Young people are told this is your choice. It's a rights-based approach to sexuality education, and it goes to such an extreme that it actually puts other people at risk, and indeed it promotes behaviors that will exacerbate the current pandemic.
That's unbelievable.
It even goes so far as to say that it's up to the individual if he wants to disclose his status or not. So if a person who's HIV positive is not feeling comfortable about that, if he's having a casual sexual relationship with somebody and doesn't feel like he's ready or he wants to disclose his HIV status, well, then he has no obligation to do so. And this is, you know, I can tell you as a medical physician, but you don't need to be a physician. It just takes common sense that to tell young people who are HIV positive that they can go out there and celebrate their sexuality and explore and experiment with many people, whether they're high or not, whether they're using condoms or not, it's really the most astonishing thing, the most outrageous thing that I've seen.
Do you think they're intentionally warping how young kids view sex?
Well, what's happening is that the ideology behind these programs behind what's called comprehensive sexuality education, the ideology is one of sexual freedom. It was always that way from the early 60s. And if you look at the history of sex education, like I have in my research and in my books, you see that it began at a time of tremendous social upheaval in our country in the 60s. It was a time of rejecting traditional values. It was also a time that we believed that sexually transmitted infections were no longer a problem. At that time, believe it or not, we only had two. They were called at that time venereal diseases, syphilis and gonorrhea. And because we had antibiotics developed during World War II, it was believed that those were no longer going to be a problem. If you can imagine that, a milieu in which we thought that STIs were not going to be an issue, and also unwanted pregnancy was not going to be an issue, they thought, because in 1960, the pill became widely available. So it was a milieu of, these aren't problems anymore. You know, Michael, I want to just give you this alarming statistic. Every in this country, in our country, another young person is infected with a genital infection every 3 seconds.
Incredible.
Every 3 seconds. And I put this information in front of my audience at the UN yesterday because, look, we are the ones that brought these dangerous ideas into the world. The idea that sexuality should be separated from marriage, from committed relationships. The idea that it's normal to be sexually active when you're a teenager. What's normal is the urges, but acting on it is definitely not a good idea. And we brought these ideas to the world, and we are suffering tremendously in this country, especially young women are suffering, paying a very, very high price.
Why do you make the claim that the priority of sexual education is sexual freedom and sexual rights? Well, why do you make that comment?
Well, clearly, because when sexual freedom is put out there as a priority, then sexual health is going to suffer. The way that we can avoid these infections is very simple. You know, I know, I mean, everyone knows this. If you delay sexual behavior and then you get together with someone who also delayed sexual behavior, that's the ideal situation. You can be free of these infections for the rest of your life. You never have to worry about it. You know, the human papillomavirus, herpes, chlamydia, all these long lists of infections that we can rattle off in our sleep practically, or I can for sure, all these infections do not naturally occur. You have to get them from somebody else who got them from somebody else. Putting aside that, you know, religion and morality, that this is what traditional morality tells us, what the Bible tells us, but from a medical perspective, it makes sense.
I don't think it's healthy to live in a society with access to graphic materials such as pornography 24/7 via the Internet. Where's Big Brother Bloomberg on porno?
You know, I think that it's been shown, and certainly, you know, there's loads of research indicating that pornography has been a very destructive element in our society. Sexuality education itself is often what many would consider pornographic. So we certainly have a problem on our hands, and we need to have the courage to stand up and talk about these medical truths. One of the things that struck me so much yesterday when I spoke at the United Nations was the fear that people have. The whole event was hush-hush. There was an underlying fear that we were going to be closed down, that there would be resistance to it, that we would be called names, and so on and so forth. As it turned out, things went well, and the audience was very appreciative, but it's difficult to stand up, even when we're talking about biology.
Dr. Grossman, you say that biology and science increasingly affirm traditional moral values. Wow.
How is that so?
Absolutely. Science confirms, first of all, that women are more vulnerable than men when it comes to intimate behaviors. For biological reasons and emotional reasons, neurobiological reasons, women react differently to intimate behavior. And this is something that, of course, feminism and the left doesn't want us to believe, doesn't want the science to get up there, to get out there. But young women have to know this, and it's part of my mission now is to get as much information out there about this, what I call politically incorrect science, politically incorrect biology about girls and women, so that they should be armed with the truth and not be brainwashed into thinking that they are like men, because we simply are not.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And in terms of science supporting traditional values, well, yes, like I said earlier, when two people delay sexual behavior until they're in a committed long-term relationship such as marriage, they're healthy. They don't have to worry about these things. And that is truly sexual freedom. When you don't have to have secrets about your past, when you don't have to worry about giving herpes to your husband, and you don't have to worry about being infertile due to chlamydia, that is what I would call true sexual freedom.
You say biology is sexist. What do you mean by that?
Well, biology is sexist because, well, for example, getting back to how girls are more vulnerable than boys are, the girls have an immature cervix. The cervix is the entrance to the uterus, and it's the site of many genital infections, but primarily the human papillomavirus, which causes cervical cancer and many other problems. The immature cervix, a girl in her teens, is going to be very easily infected with the human papillomavirus. It's more likely that she'll be infected than not if she is sexually active as a teen with multiple partners. It's because of her cervix. It's because of her biology. And as she gets older, that cervix matures. It becomes tougher and more resistant to infection. And boys don't have an area of vulnerability like this in their reproductive systems. And this is one of the reasons why it's young girls paying the price for sexual freedom. So that's when I say that biology is sexist, that's one example. There are many others, but that's one.
What are the roots of today's sex education, and who were some of its founders? I know some of them, because I've written about them. They were all deviants and crazy.
The roots of today's sex education go back to Kinsey, Alfred Kinsey. He was a very disturbed individual that produced faulty research about sexuality. Unfortunately, he was able to convince the country and a lot of the Western world that sexuality, in his words, is not an appetite that needs to be suppressed. He believed that traditional values and religion were destructive, irrelevant and destructive. He believed in some pretty outrageous things. He believed pedophiles were misunderstood, all sorts of, what can I tell you, depraved ideas that came out of Kinsey.
Unbelievable.
He had a tremendous, perhaps because he was wearing a white coat and a bow tie, and the University of Indiana funded his research, and many other groups did as well. And so the country was swayed in a direction of sexual freedom. And then, of course, in the 60s, you know, we had the sexual revolution, feminism, the pill, all these things, a vast social change. And in the midst of all that, sexuality education was created. So the atmosphere at that time was one of sexual freedom, that this is the way that society has to go, society has to change. We're too repressed, and there are too many negative messages about sexuality. It's got to be positive. We've got to tell children that they are sexual from the moment they're born, and that they have the freedom and the right to be sexually active in any way they want throughout their lives without any adults telling them what to do. So these were the roots of modern sex education. The roots were extremely radical. There were early officers, officials of SECIS, which is Sexuality Education and Information Council of the U.S. These are the people that created modern sex education in the 60s.
Where can the Savage Nation learn more?
Well, I would encourage them to visit my website, which is MiriamGrossmanMD.com. I'm also on Facebook. There's a tremendous amount of free material that can be downloaded from my site. I've written a few books on this subject. The information is there. People have to get informed, especially for their children and their grandchildren. They have to understand what's going on, what are the dangers out there, what their kids might be taught in school and on the internet by individuals and groups that we think we should be able to trust.
Dr. Miriam Grossman, thanks for joining us today on the Savage Nation.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me, Michael.
I'm Michael Savage, and I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend wisefoodstorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, wisefoodstorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today. And guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with wisefoodstorage.com.
Hey everybody, Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivora, was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician, he was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
It's like an amazing thing having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the Carnivora that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivora telecast at carnivora.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY to order now.
Hey, Termite.
What's up?
I'm a Pacific Coast Termite Inspector.
Big whoop. I've been feeding off this house for years.
I know. The owners are sick of it.
They're not going to tent the place.
Pacific Coast uses orange oil, so everyone gets to stay, except you.
This guy's cheap. See his ride?
It's less than you think. And after 20,000 home treatments, Pacific Coast has a perfect Better Business Bureau rating.
How about a running start?
No. Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-722-4342. Pacific Coast Termite also eliminates rodents and repairs any damage to your home. And if you call right now, we'll take an additional 10% off the termite or rodent treatment and any necessary structural repairs. And all work is guaranteed and backed with a 2-year warranty. Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-PACIFIC. Or visit PacificCoastTermite.com. Free inspection applies to homes not for sale or in escrow.
You don't want to be a termite, oh, no. When Pacific Coast Termite's around.
Have you been waiting to sell your home? The Monterey Bay Area needs more homes for sale. So list your home now and prosper. Low rates mean higher prices. Low inventory means motivated buyers. Hire me, Beach Area Specialist Rain Jordan, to sell your home. Ask me how I get high sale prices and multiple offers for my sellers. Connect with me today at 831-457-5505 or online at BayAreaHassleFreeListing.com. BayAreaHassleFreeListing.com. Or maybe you've dreamed of a home at the beach. Make your move now before rates increase. Hire me, Beach Home Specialist Rain Jordan, to help you buy that dream home. Ask me about my record of negotiating deals for my buyers as low as 82% of asking price. Get the micro-neighborhood insights and the connections you need. Call me now, Beach Home Specialist Rain Jordan, Keller Williams Realty, 831-457-5505. 831-457-5505.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-479-2177. That's 800-479-2177. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-479-2177. That's 800-479-2177. American Bullion. 800-479-2177.
Well, after Whistleblower Wednesday, it's time for a Thirsty Thursday because, man, do we need a beverage. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
Here's an interesting news health story from the BBC on the Savage Nation. You know that I mean, I'm really into health stories, and I think we all are obsessed with disease, dying, health, right? Stomach cancer spotted by breath test. A quick and simple breath test can diagnose stomach cancer, study findings reveal. Scientists from Israel and China found the test was 90% accurate at detecting and distinguishing cancers from other stomach complaints in 130 patients. The test could revolutionize and speed up the way this cancer is diagnosed. And I'll tell you why this is an interesting story. Currently, doctors diagnose stomach cancer by taking a biopsy of the stomach lining using a probe and a flexible camera passed in the mouth down the gullet, right? The new test looks for chemical profiles in exhaled breath that are unique to patients with stomach cancer. Now, here's the tie-in. Cancer appears to give off a signature smell of volatile organic compounds that can be detected using the right technical medical kit. And dogs. We've heard that dogs can detect cancer, right? Right? And I was joking about Hal. I mean, you know, you ever meet people who have such bad breath, you know that they're dying, like there's something wrong with them? There was once a politician here. He was actually I can't mention his name. He was known to have a breath on him that people had to leave the room. I'm not talking about a bad breath. There are different levels of halitosis. There are people with breaths that are so bad. Remember I told you about one-armed Frank in my storytelling in my years gone by? My father, God rest his soul, no, he didn't have bad breath. He was a clean guy. But we had a guy in the market came into my father's store named One-Armed Frank. Remember the story from my book, Train Tracks? One-Armed Frank was a guy who had one arm. In those days, though, it was not a PC time. So if someone had one arm and the arm of the suit was sewn to the pocket of the suit, no one goofed on him. He got a moniker like One-Armed Frank. Whatever you had, it was easy to remember you. He didn't take offense. Hi, there's One-Armed Frank. Hi, Frank, how are you? And then no one goofed about his arm, right? So anyway, One-Armed Frank had a halitosis on him that could kill you. So once, I was a kid, maybe 10, 9 years old, and my father was going to drive One-Armed Frank home, like via Williamsburg, over the Williamsburg Bridge. I tell you, it was a snowy night. It was cold, so the windows were shut. The heaters were on. It stank in that car. We didn't know what it was. So my father stopped the car and looked under the muffler. He looked under the muffler, he looked under the axle, he thought maybe he ran over a cat or something, or a skunk. There were no skunks in New York, particularly in the winter. He got back in the car, closed the window, and again the smell. So we're going over the Williamsburg Bridge, and there was a pork processing, a slaughterhouse there. I forget, like Truns, I don't know what it was. It stank to high heaven. But it was closed for the winter, they weren't killing animals. Lo and behold, it was One-Armed Frank. Well, we couldn't wait to drop him off. We drove home after that with the windows down and with snow coming in. I got the flu, of course, a few days later, but it was better getting the flu than dying of one on Frank's breath. Now, I don't know whether he had an illness or something, but this was a medical-level illness. So I have a very sharp sense of smell to begin with, almost to the level. Now, a dog is like 400 times that we have with the smell. We know that. You know, there are some humans with sharper senses of smell, which is why we're isolated from normal human beings. We hear things others can't hear. We smell things others can't smell. So we don't like being around people because most people are some, they have like, no, really, most people, by the way, if you have a very sharp sense of smell, it's not very pleasant to be around most people. I don't like cologne. I don't like perfume because it tends to mask the actual smell of the person. I can smell a liar, by the way. I was recently in a legal hearing a few months ago. The lawyers in that room, forget about it. I insulted one of the lawyers. In fact, into the hearing, about a couple hours into the hearing, I said to him, I have to leave the room, Your Honor, because this guy stinks so bad. He's such a liar. No, I said it right. They made me leave the room. My lawyer came running out. He said, you can't say that in here. I said, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to insult him, but he stank. The guy was such a paid liar, this lawyer. He was so awful. And you know how, like, when people lie, their suits have a certain stink? The opposition lawyer, he stank.
Savage.